Good evening and welcome to Jazz Unlimited. My name is Dennis Owsley, and I'm here every Sunday night from 9 to midnight with all kinds of great jazz. Tonight, our show is in two parts. The first one is the Keys and Strings Hour, or the quieter side of jazz. We're going to feature tonight bassist Gary Peacock, who was born in Idaho in 1935. He's now 82. He's been involved in a lot of piano trio work and work with some avant-garde players. He also has a Japanese trio that I don't have recordings of. Interestingly enough, he had an internet hoax on his death in 2017. So we're going to start with the Keith Jarrett Standards Trio that he's been a member of since 1983. And then we're going to have new music in the second and third hours, following NPR News. I'm Dennis Owsley. Welcome to the first hour of Jazz Unlimited. Tonight, it's our monthly Keys and Strings Hour, or Jazz Without Horns. And we're going to have a whole bunch of piano groups with Gary Peacock on bass. We're going to start with the Keith Jarrett Standards Trio, playing Between the Devil and the Deep Blue Sea in 2009, from Lucerne, Switzerland. Jarrett is on piano, Gary Peacock bass, and Jack DeJohnette on drums. Thank you. We started our July Keys and Strings Hour with a version of Between the Devil and the Deep Blue Sea, played by the Keith Jarrett Standards Trio of Keith on piano, Gary Peacock on bass, and Jack DeJohnette on drums. It was recorded in 2009. And Gary Peacock is the subject of the music on the Keys and Strings Hour tonight. We've got the Barney Kessel Quartet, the Gary Peacock Trio that preceded the Jarrett Standards Trio, Don Pullen, and Marilyn Crispell. So there's some great things coming up in this hour. And now we have a station break, and following the station break, a 2007 recording with Mark Copeland on piano, Gary Peacock on bass. And the tune is Benediction. And then we go back to 1962 with After Fact, Claire Fisher on piano, Gary Peacock on bass, and Gene Stone on drums. And that will be coming your way right here on Jazz Unlimited. Thank you. a set of two piano pieces on Jazz Unlimited and our Keys and Strings Hour for July. I'm Dennis Owsley. Thanks for being along with me tonight. We heard Mark Copeland on piano and Gary Peacock on bass playing Benediction in 2007, and then the Claire Fisher Trio of Claire on piano, Gary Peacock bass, and Gene Stone on drums played After Fact in 1962. We've got Don Pullen, Marilyn Crispell, Ravi Coltrane, Jack DeJohnette, and Matt Garrison, Dominic Eade, and the Mats Holmquist Big Band coming up. So please stay tuned to Jazz Unlimited. And now we're going to have another set of two. The first one is Clifford Brown's composition, Joy Spring, played by the Barney Kessel Quartet of Marvin Jenkins on piano, Barney Kessel on guitar, Gary Peacock bass, and Ron Lundberg on drums. That's a 1960 recording. And then we're going to hear Trilogy 3, and that's a 1977 recording led by Gary Peacock. But it's Keith Jarrett on piano and Jack DeJohnette on drums. Thank you. I'm Dennis Owsley, and that was a set of two on the Keys and Strings Hour for July. The first one was the Barney Kessel Quartet playing Clifford Brown's Joy Spring, Marvin Jenkins on piano, Barney Kessel guitar, Gary Peacock bass, and Ron Lundberg on drums in 1960. And then from 1977, Trilogy 3, Keith Jarrett on piano, Gary Peacock bass, and Jack DeJohnette on drums. We've got Wadada Leo Smith in the second hour playing a CD on the National Parks. So you might check that out. Now we have a station break, and we're going to have a set of two to take the Keys and Strings Hour out. The first one is the Don Pullen Trio of Don on piano, Gary Peacock bass, and Tony Williams on drums, recorded in 1988 at the Café Central. And then Dreams, If Time Weren't, and it's Marilyn Crispell on piano, Gary Peacock on bass, Paul Motion drums, and Annette Peacock on voice in 1996.
keep hoping soon that someday my dreams like fire would burn reality. Dreams come and go with the tides of your soul, and time has the time is not an absolute. In dreams, slaves in the sand that our master is time, who orders the pace to the rhyme. If time
I'm Dennis Owsley, and that set of two concludes the Keys and Strings Hour for July on Jazz Unlimited. The first one was Don Pullen on piano, Gary Peacock on bass, and Tony Williams on drums in 1988, playing at the Café Central. And then Marilyn Chris Bell played Dreams If Time Weren't. It's an Annette Peacock composition. Marilyn is heard on piano with Gary Peacock on bass and Paul Motion on drums. And Annette Peacock is heard on voice in this 1996 recording. Please stay tuned for the second hour following the station break. It will be all new music. And we're going to start with Jack DeJohnette's In Movement, and we'll hear also Dominique Eade.